missed this street, but eventually, about 6 months later, he called me and asked if I would come out to California. He said he had some writing projects for me, and I got out here, and he asked if I would stay and write his memoir with him. I think I was supposed to stay for about 2 weeks, and we ended up getting married 5 years into that project. And as a result of it, I recorded him in some fashion nearly every day for over 10 years. And that has, these stories and this revelation of this man, this journey into both his heart and his creative mind, has kind of shaped two shows that I've been touring with. And then also I'm now, in since we're in COVID, I'm locked down. And so I'm back at work on the memoir and hope to get it out next year sometime. So it's kind of a strange path to this man.
Indeed it is, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And David, then that's quite different from your story, because you went into Lush Life knowing that that was your intent, correct?
Actually, there are actually some parallels. I mean, I knew who Billy Strahan was, I thought I knew who Billy Strahan was. And when Patricia says she really wasn't aware, she wasn't at all aware of who Gene Kelly was, most of the world was ignorant of who Billy Strayhorn was, or had misinformation or a misconception of who Billy Strayhorn was when I started my research on the book, which was in the mid-1980s, because there was so little information about him at that time, and the little information that was out was inaccurate, and it was diminishing and kind of demeaning, and he was usually portrayed as Duke Ellington's assistant, or Duke Ellington's Sancho Panza, Duke Ellington's amanuensis. So terms that kind of diminished him or reduced him to being an assistant, someone who helped fulfill Duke Ellington's vision. And when I first started my research, I liked the music that had his name on it, which is a fairly small number of pieces, I thought, at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was unaware of how deep his music ran, and how, the breadth of his music, and how much of what we associated with Duke Ellington was really the work of Billy Strayhorn. And over a little more than 10 years of work with a lot of reporting and researching and interviewing people, mostly in Pittsburgh, but also all around the world, because of Strayhorn, worldly Billy Strayhorn was, I was able to construct this story of this titan of American music, but who for many years hid from the spotlight, was not interested in becoming famous, because he was interested mainly in making great music and not at all concerned with fame and glory and riches. It's an extraordinary story. I don't know of anybody else who was so driven by the artistic process, the creative process itself, and by the power of beautiful music at the expense of having material awards and fame and fortune. So I was very lucky, and I would not have been able to do it without all the years that I spent back and forth. I live in New York, but I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, back and forth interviewing the people he went to high school with, the people he studied with, his family, extensive family in Pittsburgh, many of whom are still there, the executor of his estate at the time, Dr. Gregory Morris, who's living in Pittsburgh to this day with his wife, Thelma.
And other
cousins and aunts and uncles, many of whom are still there, and unfortunately, many of whom are gone.
Right. Indeed. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to take a break and come right back. We're talking about Sweet Life 2020, which is an event coming up on Saturday, and we'll tell you how you can get tickets to that a little bit later on. But the stories, you're going to be glad you tuned in today. We'll be right back.
Your source for everything that's news.
Hear it on News Radio KDKA.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone. I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com. And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Fiera is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the gift of the year and the perfect way to set any holiday vibe. The DrinkWorks makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails at the push of a button. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Put in the pod, press start, and watch the Home Bar perfectly make your drink. If you want to gift one or get one this holiday season, go to DrinkWorks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com for the gift of the year. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of the Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
This is Jerome Bettis. If you're a Pennsylvania sports fan looking for a little extra action, check out Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the online home of Rivers Casino, the trusted local team that cares about your satisfaction. With great customer service and a longtime commitment to the community, Bet Rivers works hard to make your sports betting experience second to none. When you want to bet, do it with the local team you trust at Bet Rivers. Get started at BetRivers.com today and bet with the winner.
Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code REACH when you sign up. That's code REACH for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You built a business because you wanted to build, but now your days are all about billing and buying, and let's be honest, BS. But Odoors do more because Odoo gets it done. So instead of clicking on one app and then another and then more, Odoo software suite integrates your apps to manage your business better. Now you can get back to building because you're an Odoor. Make time, make money. Go to Odoo.com for a free 14-day trial. Odoo.com. Now that's how you Odoo it.
The only way you can take KDKA Radio with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
So the event, Sweet Life 2020, is coming up on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. We're going to talk with Joseph Hall, the executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, in our next half hour show. We'll give you all the specifics about the tickets. If you want to, it is a virtual event, but if you want to know more, stick around for our next half hour. Right now, however, we're talking with David Haydu, the author of Lush Life, and Patricia Ward Kelly. And Patricia, let me ask you then, because you mentioned when you first met Gene Kelly, you didn't know anything about it, about him. You had to go binge watch all of his films. Was there, and I'm sure this is going to be a very difficult question, but one thing that once you saw the films and then you started this writing project with him, what struck you the most about him? Well, here's this man that...
echoing a bit of what David just said, but in a little bit different way, is that Gene, because he was such a huge public figure and on these giant screens all around the world, and he seems so accessible, people think that they know him. They know everything about him. And what I found, I discovered over this decade, was that people know very, very little about him, and that he was very reluctant to reveal details. He stayed pretty much on the surface, and it, I always say you had to marry him to get the story, because it took several years for him to let down this guard. And but I think what people in my Facebook posts and Instagram and everything, what people are constantly surprised at the breadth of his knowledge, and that he was the true Renaissance man and an economics major who graduated from Pitt. He had thought of going on to law school. He very often read a book a day. He spoke French. He spoke street Italian from his days growing up on Mellon Street. and really was this polyglot person, and I think people are often surprised at that and at his work behind the camera. They forget that he's directing and choreographing and conceiving these pieces, and so it's been very fun to try to bring that to people's attention, because I think they see him in a very one-dimensional way, and I learned that there was just so much, and his use of language, I mean, really just the brightness of the man and the decency that I think grew out of his experience in Pittsburgh of growing up in the Depression and the losses that his own family experienced and that he experienced as an Irish Catholic growing up in that time.
And David, when we talk about Billy Strayhorn, was he somewhere in between private and shy? Because I don't feel like there was a shyness there, but more a private person?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was an utterly social creature. He loved other people. He loved to socialize. He loved nightlife, and he was the president of a fraternal organization in Harlem called the Copacetics. It was an organization of tap dancers, and he wasn't even a tap dancer, but he was such a social creature. But he, like Gene Kelly in some ways, he was bookish and intellectual and comfortable in his own skin, and was utterly comfortable being alone too. He could compose at a cocktail party, but he's just as likely to compose at a park bench on Riverside Drive by the apartment where he lived in New York City in his last years. So also a Renaissance person, and we could see this in his music, which is extraordinary for its range. It combines the blues idiom, the swing idiom, classical strains of classical music, art song, cabaret, and theater music, all together in kind of a happy whole with all the elements in balance. Not to sound like a musicologist, but it's utterly unique for the way that it brings all this together, because he was a person with all that breadth. He was a person with all that range. And I didn't know a lot of this until I spent all that time in Pittsburgh, nor did I know that he had a full life as a public figure and a composer and a musician in Pittsburgh before he met Duke Ellington. He had a trio there. He arranged for local bands. He wrote, composed, and scored and wrote the book for a musical that played in the Pittsburgh area for several years called Fantastic Rhythm, all for about 5 years before he ever met Duke Ellington. It's quite extraordinary and flies against the face of, you know, what we thought we knew about Billy Strayhorn for decades. He even wrote some of his best-known compositions, including Lost Life, while he was still a teenager in Pittsburgh prior to his meeting of Duke. So extremely precocious, worldly, utterly original, and sort of incomparable. There's sort of nobody like him.
I was going to say, so, I mean, you mentioned some of the works that he wrote here in Pittsburgh. So on Saturday, the three of us are going to be virtually doing about a 45-minute conversation prior to the performance at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. And it will be the first time, am I correct, it'll be the first time that the two of you will actually be doing a presentation connecting the dots in terms of Gene Kelly's life here in Pittsburgh and going on to greatness, and Billy Strayhorn's life here in Pittsburgh and going on to greatness. How exciting is that for you? I'm excited to moderate it. I don't know about you two, but I'm excited enough for all three of us.
Oh, I think it's very exciting, and I've admired David from afar for a long time after first reading Lush Life, and I think what's so exciting about it is that there are many connections between these two extraordinary figures. And David,
don't tell us what they are. We'll save that for Saturday.
No. But we met for the first time about a week ago by Zoom, and we started talking, and we had to be cut off after about an hour. You know, kind of mutual appreciation for society. We both admire. I admire Gene Kelly enormously. I made playlists of his recordings that I taped from VHS, from videos onto cassette years ago. I met him only once, though, but did get an autograph, and I treasure a picture I have of the two of us together, you know, Gene Kelly and I. And you know, a great, great admirer of him, and for the uniqueness of his achievement and for the breadth of his achievement in the same way, in some ways, that I admire Billy Strayhorn. So, you know, we're definitely companionable.
Well, that's all coming up on Saturday, and we're going to get ready. We'll take a break for the news on this end, and then when we come back, we'll have Joseph Hall, the executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. He'll tell everybody how they can get tickets, but I thank you both for spending the time with us today to just talk about Gene and Billy and your wonderful memories, and we appreciate you indeed. Thanks so much. So I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the news.
Hi, I'm Congressman Connor Lamb.